Blog Talk Radio.
Call. I'm in. Maybe he has to catch up. Hello. Hello. Welcome. If you're just tuning in, hang on. We're having some technical difficulties. We're going to figure this out in just a minute.
Yeah, just hold on.
Anywho, well, maybe we'll get it. I wonder if we can get an intro.
Let me see here.
Let's see what we can do right now.
All right.
Well, I don't know what was going on, but we was having some technical difficulties, but we good now, right? Welcome to the Talk Takeover, you guys. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Tamara. I'm Nikki, and you are?
The Notorious Tam. The Notorious T-A-M.
Yeah, I like Tamara S. Adams.
Let's
put it what it is.
I am Tamara S. Adams.
We'll sit on it.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Notorious T-A-M is when I'm being hood.
Yeah, okay.
When I'm being gangsta. But anyway, we would like you to join us tonight and every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can listen by calling 347-945-6025, but if you want to chat with us, you must press the 1, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. And please visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. And tonight we will be entertaining you with our tea topic of the day, reality rundown, and our letters from the Shade Tree Chatter.
Yeah, and don't forget,
our room rent. We got a little juice for you this week. You know, nothing too serious, but we do have a little juice for you. And our segment, Bust the Windows Out Your Car. We got another Bust the Windows Out Your Car this week? I'm trying to think if I have anything. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
You know, they just come around.
Yeah, they come around. So,
correctly.
It is what it is.
So, sit back, put your feet up with a drink of your choice, and enjoy while we dish some good old tea. And speaking of tea, our tea topic of the day is, would you tell a friend you suspect her husband of cheating? Again, let me repeat that. Would you tell a friend you suspect her husband is cheating? Again, call 347-945-6025. Don't forget to press 1 to let us know your thoughts. And we do also have this posted on the fan page, but we would love to hear your lovely, 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 lovely voice.
Yes, we would.
But so Mickey, what would you do? Would you tell your friend?
Not at all.
Really?
Not ever. I don't care how good of friends we are. I'm not telling you nothing.
Really?
No.
Are you just?
Just no.
Honestly, and this is me.
Okay.
I feel it depends on the friend.
Mm-mm.
Because you actually have some friends that, now if you're a trifling friend that's always stirring up problems, then yeah, if you try to step to your friend with some information like that, she may not receive it. Because, you know, I've actually been in a situation like that where somebody was trying to tell me that my significant other at the time was still, you know, dealing with their baby's mother or whatever, whatever. But I, at the time, I didn't feel like that information was coming across correctly, I guess, because that particular individual, you know, like to keep stuff started, keep stuff stirred up anyway. So, you know, and then the person that was telling me, it was like, well, you know, they was just going by off of what somebody was telling them, not actual facts and whatnot. But for me, I would want to know.
I mean, you probably would. Who wouldn't want to know?
But it would just depend on who it's coming from. Now, say, for instance, if it was you and you were telling me that, what do you stand to gain by lying to me?
It's not that. That's not the reason I wouldn't tell anybody.
Because
I don't. I never have anything to gain by telling somebody your boo cheating on you. I never.
If they.
But my thing is, if I tell you something, I don't mean for you to go back and tell him or her, well, Nikki said, blah, 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 blah. Because, see, that's how people die.
Well,
and see,
that's...
now the people done put me in a bad situation.
Yeah.
Now you done got me in the middle of some foolishness when I should have just shut my damn mouth.
And I get, and I totally understand it. And I'm with you on that note.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it depends on the friend.
Because, now think about this.
Okay.
Whether I tell you he cheating or not, friend, family member or not, I feel like this about everybody. Whether I tell you he or she is cheating or not, it's ultimately up to you in the end of what you're going to do with that information.
Sure.
Now, I tell you he or she is cheating. You go tell him, well, Nikki said blah, 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 blah. Now I'm dead, and y'all still living happily ever after, or he done came over and beat me up, or now he don't like me, and now it's a whole big drama, a whole bunch of confusion, ball of confusion every time I see y'all. We can't even go sit and have dinner or nothing, and you know, it just, I just personally, I am not telling you nothing. And it, the same goes for me. I mean, I don't necessarily want anybody to tell me anything. You can't tell me nothing about my husband. I don't think nobody can tell me anything. Not saying I'm naive to the fact that, oh, he ain't never going to do nothing, blah, 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 blah. I'd like to say you won't, but I'm not that person. Don't tell me nothing about my husband because I'm not saying that I'm believing. If I find out. Especially if I'm good at the house.
Well, see, that's just it. If you're good, then hey, long as he's taking care of home.
Even if I'm not good,
I'm not good. No, you're not finna be screwing around on me and not taking care of home.
True, but some people, you know, it is what it is. What good? Okay, if you know that he ain't doing right. And I come to you and say, oh, he ain't doing right.
You just kind of confirmed what I was already thinking.
Well, I mean, but you was already thinking, why I need to get put in the middle of that foolishness?
Well, see, that's why I said it depends on who you're giving this information to. See,
I don't give a goddamn if that's my mama.
But I'm just saying, okay,
she's wrong.
If it was me, you wouldn't have to worry about me saying, oh, Nikki said.
No, that's not true, because in a heated argument, in a heat of the moment, you never can tell what you're going to do. You never can tell. I'm like, I can't tell what I'm going to do in the heated argument once I start crying.
I've always been told that you don't let it know where you don't let let your source be known.
That's true. You never know. I agree with that. You never, ever let your source be known. That's for sure.
But I think if I know the person that it's coming from and I know that they really don't stand nothing to gain by just giving me this information, no, I'm not going to go and say, oh, well, such and such say it or whatever. And whatnot, because you have to make it seem like you know yourself or like you saw it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just learned in my years that I'm just saying I've learned in my years that from now on, from henceforth, I will be minding my business.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. If you know something about my damn husband, you better say something because you ain't going to have to worry about him coming back because I'm coming for you.
Whatever. Even if you ask me,
hear me, talk, take over listeners. You hear me saying,
whatever. I'm saying,
the day of the Geechee is coming.
Whatever. If you ask me, I'm going to act just like I don't know what the hell you talking about, and you're going to have to do your own damn investigating, because you know what? It's going to make my life a whole lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, the hell, I am. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, let's try. We're going to try this evening.
No, we're not.
I know, right? I know. No, seriously, though, I'm done with that. I have a bad taste in my mouth about that. I mean, for several, you know, several reasons, but I'm just saying, I don't feel like dealing with that drama. I don't feel like. What happened? Go ahead and talk to me. Oh, sorry, y'all. We got a in studio issue here. It's important too. But anywho. Call in 347-945-6025. Don't forget to press the 1. Let us know what you think. Would you tell a friend you suspect her husband of cheating or his wife of cheating? I stand firm by what I believe. Unless you come to this house and drag me out in a black cat suit and gloves and a flashlight and some goggles or something. I ain't about to tell your ass nothing.
Well, see, the thing about it is, see, your husband, he makes sure everything is taken care of. So
he do. I wouldn't put it past him. His ass might have a family over in the Philippines.
See, now, we're not going to have that.
As long as them little mixed free babies don't come over here, knocking on the door. I'm sorry.
Is my father here?
Is my father here? No, I might like their mama, though, because them Filipinos can cook.
Yeah, they can cook.
Oh, and Luca is my favorite. Anywho, sorry, that was...
What the hell?
Way off the subject. So, anywho, so how was your weekend?
My weekend was pretty.
Okay.
Really now. It was, again, uneventful. I, was off Thursday and Friday. And didn't really have no rhyme or reason for taking time off. Just have a mess of PTO days that I need to burn up. So instead of waiting to the end of the year trying to use up all my time, because I'm going to get some time. I took Thursday and Friday off. Just ran a couple of errands. Saturday and Sunday, I really didn't do anything. Nothing. I just chilled in the house. Now, there was a lot of stuff I could have done, but I said, you know what? I'm not doing nothing.
Yeah, I didn't do anything. Nothing. Nothing much. That's a lie. I was with my beautiful cousin. Her name's Nikki also. Hi, Nikki, if you're listening. We ran around and ran errands for her all day. She had me out in the heat like a slave. Oh, Lord, Jesus.
You did not
stay
like a slave.
No, I'm just joking. I helped her handle a couple of things. Not really helped. I just, you know, we rode around and did what we had to do. But that was my Friday. I didn't get home till late Friday night around 8. And I wanted some seafood, but then I realized it was dark and I don't be out at night.
Mm-hmm.
So I hightailed it onto the house with my truck on two wheels. And Saturday I end up going to get this makeup that I absolutely love. I'm going to have to show it to you.
I guess you would.
Okay.
If I ask you, have you heard of this makeup?
Yeah.
Next thing I know, she out. She got it.
Well, because I saw, you know, the funny thing is we kind of think alike.
Yeah.
Hold on. We kind of think alike, and I thought about it, and when you asked me, I was like, oh, that's confirmation right there. I'm going to get this sucker.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to my cousin, and she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the makeup is called Becca, you guys, and I'm not, you know, I'm going to start doing a product review on here, too, one day. We're going to have a segment, a product review segment. It is wonderful. Well, wonderful. For those of you that wear makeup, it's really, really, really full coverage, but it feels light on your face. You don't feel like you got a pancake sitting on your face.
That's good. I like that.
It's great. But anywho, that was my weekend. And Sunday, I cooked a bomb Sunday dinner. Sure the hell you were.
I was at home, and we hadn't talked Sunday. Hell, we talked Saturday. And you told me what all you was cooking.
Yeah, I didn't see. I even started to bring you a plate on Monday, but I got sidetracked. But it was delicious. But anywho, that's not the hell nor there. That was my weekend. So, and then this week, you know, y'all, my boo, my baby daddy, my boo thing, my teddy ruxpin. My chocolate thunder. He coming home Friday, and I cannot wait because I need help with these parents.
I know that's right.
I'm tired of dealing with them by myself. I'm gonna be an alcoholic again. Like I recovered the first time. But anywho, yeah, that was my weekend and sticking to it. So what we got? I'm about to do a song.
Oh, no, we don't letter. Yeah, well, we got the letters, but the doc that they sent them in.
It's not working.
Yeah,
you've got mail.
Denard. Oh. I guess maybe.
Do we have mail?
Let's see.
Oh, it's like the mailman came, but we ain't going to check the box.
Yeah, mailman.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
What do we do? So, have you seen
okay.
You ready?
Damn.
Okay.
They hooked us up.
Hit me with it. You
good
read the first one because I can't get in
but
right now.
I read the first. What the hell?
I'm trying. I don't know what's going on with my stuff.
Dear Talk Takeover,
mm-hmm.
My husband and I have been divorced since 2003, and we have an 11-year-old daughter. I made it my point to make sure that our split was amicable as possible. We have a great arrangement. She stays with me for a week, and then she stays with him for a week. And I thought that we were doing well. He is getting married, and they live the fancy life. My ex told his new girl that our daughter could come stay with him permanently if she wants, and she asked if she could. My heart is breaking now. Please help me now understand what I should do. Thanks, Emptiness.
Travel.
Well, Emptiness.
Child, get you a bunch of wine and invite your friends over with some cheese trays and have a
and
party.
Have a party.
And have a party. You get you a
let
little
let her
break.
Go on over there
mm-hmm.
and stay permanently and come visit you. Come stay
mm-hmm.
with you on the weekend.
Get her some time. With
get
her,
you a break.
Her papa.
You know, yeah. Let her, because I guarantee you, her being there permanently, oh, she won't be there permanently very long.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. Because what you know, daddies they want to come in and
swoop down
and whatnot, and they have all this, you know, because our daughter is seeing all the stuff that she's gonna get, and she'll be able to do this, and she'll be able to do that, and whatnot. She's not looking at the bigger picture. She's just looking at, you know, the material.
Mm-hmm.
And
stay for a little while.
Yeah.
Mhm. I definitely would. I'd let her stay for a little while because he's the daddy. Let him do something.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Yeah.
Let him do something.
Even though y'all alternate weeks, but still, yeah, let her be over there permanently. I guarantee. See if you're having a conversation with you about,
well, can we switch? I give her, you know, every other weekend and she can come back staying with you permanently.
Right.
Yeah, emptiness. Enjoy your emptiness, honey. that's wonderful that he, you know, that he wants to take her for a little while. Let him take her. It's not going to hurt anything. That's her daddy.
Mm-hmm.
Get you a break. Try to give me a break. Hope we helped. Dear Talk Takeover, as adults, you would think that your parents getting a divorce wouldn't be as bad. No. I think it may be worse. Both of my parents are sickly and need lots of help on a daily basis. I've spent the last 20 years taking care of them and not having a life of my own. Within the last year, I've lost over 100 pounds and just started to date and get out there at age 44. Now they have decided to split up and torment each other in the house. My mother served my dad with papers before she and I were able to move out, so I'm living in a war zone. I feel my life going back in my shell like before. Just when I get to peek my head out and see life, I have to go back inside. What should I do? Ooh, baby turtle. That is funny. You guys and these names, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious. Baby turtle.
Turtle.
Well, baby turtle.
I mean, it does hurt when your parents, as a child or as an adult, it hurts when they get divorced. Because I myself went through that. I was in my early 30s, because I'm late 30s. Well, I'm almost 40, but I was early 30s when my parents decided they wanted to not be together after 32 years
mm-hmm.
anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard, but they are adults, and you have to realize you have a life and they have a life.
Yeah.
If they don't want to be with each other, oh, well, so be it, but they're not going to infringe upon your happiness. So let them get a divorce, let them fight, let them do whatever. But my main thing is, why in the hell are you moving out with your mama at 44?
Exactly.
That's my question. You want a divorce, but you can get your own damn place.
Hello. Tell her.
You're not moving in with me. If you're sickly and you know you need somebody to take care of you, you should have stayed with your husband.
Exactly.
And he's sickly and he needs you, y'all should have stayed together. But y'all not going to infringe upon my rights because I did not ask to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could put you in a nice assisted living home. Oh, God. I can put you in a nice assisted living home and but y'all not going to worry me with that foolishness. So,
because, I mean, they lived their life.
Yeah. You know, that's not fair for her to, you know, for them to put all that pressure on you. I mean, oh, and kudos to you for losing 100 pounds.
But how much did she weigh beforehand?
That's true. Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, yeah, you just have to suck it up, buck up, and tell them, y'all cannot do this to me. And at 44, there's no way you should be moving out and moving in with your mama again.
Yeah.
No. That's not me. You're never going to have no man. You're going to have cobwebs on your coochie forever. Anywho.
Yeah, because I know I love my mama, Lord rest.
But I ain't moving in with you.
But I don't want to, I would not want to live with her. Our way of thinking is totally different. Speaking of mom, her birthday was yesterday.
Oh, happy birthday, mommy.
Birthday.
I know.
Birthday.
Hi, peace.
And whatnot, she would have been 79 years old.
Wow.
She lived a very lovely, beautiful life.
Wow.
Now she's up in heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Smiling down on all of us and stuff like that. And, yeah, I miss her, though. I miss her little
car. I'm sure you do, because, I mean, you know, everybody misses their mom.
Yeah. I was a mama's girl.
Yeah.
Daughters or daddy's girls. No, I was a mama's girl.
I don't know if I was either.
I was a mama's girl.
I don't know. I mean, I love my mama. I love my daddy, too, but, you know. I don't know. But anyway.
What we got going on? Oh, we're going to do a song break.
Yeah, we're going to listen to a little Rick Ross.
Oh, well, wait a minute. Before we go to our song break.
What we got?
So what do you think about the...
The church story that we were... Yeah. I didn't mention that when we... Because I saw it prior to.
Yeah.
There's a little backstory, but I saw it prior too. Okay, so a church posted on their church message board,
it says, attention saints, Sister Glenda Jolly does not pay her tithes, SMH.
And that would have been my last day attending
that church.
Beulah Bartholomew, Bethel, Jesus on the Mount, Sermon on the Hill, Episcopal, Methodist, Baptist
church.
That would have been my last time attending there. Pastor, elder, bishop, whoever would have got the best cursing out he ever got.
and I would have asked for forgiveness.
But
it's easier to ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
But you know what? But not cursing. He would have got cussed.
Yeah, he would have got cussed.
C-U-S-S-E-D.
Cussed. I would have cussed him out. You got to say it hard.
Cussed.
I would have cussed his ass off.
Because
that's rude.
That's rude now.
And that's private.
How do you know?
You might as well share my social security number.
Exactly. Because how? I mean, she may not have been able to pay her tithes then. You know, but long as she was in church, and what does it say? The Lord wants you to be able to tithe happily. I mean,
yeah, you
graciously. You don't want it to tithe. You don't want to tithe and be like
grudgingly and be like, yeah,
I gotta pay my tithes. I don't really have the money or whatever.
Right. I mean, you don't. But then that just goes back to some of these trifling pastors, some of these trifling churches taking advantage of people. Creflo Dollar, thank you. You want me to buy you a jet? Negro, please.
To take food over to, what is it, needy countries or something like that?
Sure.
Now, for one, what and how much kind of food you going to take in a jet?
And
unless it's a military jet.
Well, and if I put money on this jet, when I get ready to go visit my mama them, can I come use the jet?
Exactly.
Fuel up the jet. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Well, sit your behind down somewhere with your funny looking little self. That just really pisses me off. I hate these pastors that take advantage of their members, especially the members that really don't have a lot of money. You know, they give and they laugh.
Exactly.
But you live in this lavish lifestyle and you got members that's barely living. And I don't understand that. You got members that's barely making it.
Church every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
They tithing whether they have it or not.
Yeah, that pisses me off. Now, I'm not.
But you want to put my name out there.
Don't get me wrong. I love the Lord. I really do. I love the Lord. And I don't want to say anything bad towards my religion or my God or my, you know, whatever the case may be. But at the same time, I don't know what part of religion to grab hold of and what part that I should let go of. You know what I'm saying? Because I think that's wrong. I think when you got a pastor that's living, he's making millions and billions, I guess, of dollars, but you have your members, your parishioners in this church that's barely living, barely paying a light bill, can't buy their kids food, can't do this, can't do that, but they steady giving you money. I don't know if that's right.
No, it's not.
I don't know if that's right at all. So, no, it is what it is. But,
I agree.
Honey, that would have been my last visit at that church.
Yeah.
My last time at that church after I cussed his bleepity bleep out.
You know what? Sure. For me, I just probably would have. I don't know. Well, see, I'm trying to get right. I am getting right with the Lord.
Yeah.
So a lot of things that come through my mind, I try not to act on and everything. And I really do. And I think I'm doing good. Because I have to give myself a pep talk every day when I get up in the morning to go to work. I look at Joel Osteen. I do anything to try to put me in a positive mind frame. So it sets me up, puts me in a good place for whatever that may take place. But I don't know. Had that been my name, if I pulled up to church Sunday morning and I saw that, oh, my goodness. I would probably, they probably would have had to handcuff me because I would have went off. Words cannot even explain.
They would have been in there slain in the spirit, and I would have been outside with a gasoline.
Burn, baby, burn. But see, you know, I'm trying to get right. Matter of fact, it just brings me back to a story. So, me and Ashley,
who
was one of the hosts of Insta Entertainment Spot, right? So me and Ashley was on the phone and stuff. So Ashley was just talking to me. I always love talking to her and stuff. We have a good time when we're on the phone. But she was telling me about when she was in the hospital and this particular individual that she worked with or whatever. I don't want to put too much out there because I don't know if this person actually listens to the show or whatever. But
you should have told me in my ear so I could see it. But go ahead.
Well, see, I think she told me the person's name, but I can't remember. Okay. But anyway, they work together.
Mm-hmm.
I think our producers know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they worked together. Well, anyway, you know, Ashley had to go into the hospital and they had to do a liver biopsy and everything. Well, this particular individual came up there and was trying to, didn't come up there to just pray for her, to say, hey, you know, it's like she pretty much wanted to come up there and say, you know, the stuff that she's doing is blocking her blessings and everything. Well, anyway, Ashley's telling me the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, she did what? What? And so I immediately was like, Lord, if I had a been there, oh, my God, Duke University, they would have shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
I lied to you not because what you're not going to do is talk to my niece any kind of way.
But that's in church folks. Church, and I'll say church folks because, I mean, I go to church when I can, and I do believe in God. But church folks think they better than everybody.
Yeah.
They put themselves up on a pedestal. But truth be told, it's going to be a whole bunch of people in hell that didn't think they were going to hell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because you think what you're doing is so much better than what other people are doing. And because you so high and mighty and you this and you that in the church and you on every board and you on at every function and every time the door's open and every time somebody's slain in the spirit, you down there with a towel or a sheet, or you down there slain in the spirit rolling under the pews, you can go to hell too.
Yeah. But she was out there trying to preach to Ashley and everything. Oh, Ashley told me she's opening up a church now. That's how the whole story, you know, started and everything. But she's up there, you know, preaching to Ashley, telling her, you know, she needs to watch what she's doing and just a whole bunch of stuff. And me, because I'm very passionate about my family, and especially, you know, Ashley is the most positive person. And for her to come up there and was just talking to her, you know, like that. But Ashley was like, Tanel, I didn't let it bother me not one bit.
Yeah.
And so then I had to kind of come back. I was like, Ashley, well, you know what? You did good.
Yeah.
You did good because you showed her. I said, however, it would have been nothing that she could have said.
I mean, some people, I mean, that's good that Ashley did that, but I ain't that far along on my Christian journey.
No. She would have. And Ashley said it happened and won't nobody up there with her.
Mm-hmm.
But I think her brother and her brother heard it. Her brother was like, you want something to eat? I'm getting ready to go. Which Ashley can handle herself, but just me, no, it would not have. It would have went a totally different
direction. Next week, let's revisit religion.
Yes.
On our tea topic. Let's figure out. We'll figure it out. But we're going to revisit this religion thing because it's a topic that I would really love to discuss more.
Yeah.
Normally, I don't discuss religion because I get pissed off and aggravated and mad.
Yeah.
And if I cry, then we got to fight.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm blacked out, and now you did. And now,
now I got to explain what's been happening.
Yeah, so anywho, we're going to revisit this religion topic next week. But back to our previous tea topic of the day, our regular tea topic of the day. Would you tell a friend you suspect her husband of cheating? Call in 347-945-6025 and let us know what you think. And in the meantime, we're going to take up a little song break. Stacey Barth, featuring Rick Ross. Hell yeah. I don't even know that song.
We've played it before.
Have we? I'm probably drunk. Just trying.
got me running the streets. Tell me sky's the limit. Pray I'm going to heaven. Of God, make me a tenant. Seen some hard times, but really we all fine. Till the day that I'm gone, just know that the game mine. Felon or fell in love, know the devil's a liar. Beautiful is today, can't imagine tomorrow.
With your host, Tamara F. Oh, sorry, you go ahead.
You just go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go
ahead. I'm sorry. Tamara F. Adams.
And Nikki. Put it in a kidney. Got a new LS450. Ain't no keys in this doohickey.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's what I'm
Mary and Joseph.
It is. We'll switch it up right back.
Sorry, you know, I'm sorry. If you'd like to chat with us, call us 347-945-6025. And don't forget to press the 1.
Yeah.
Or you can listen online, www.blogtalkradio.com/ISTA-network. You can also visit us and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. Tweet us at The Talk Takeover. Email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com with any questions, issues, comments, or concerns. So if you just want to say, hey, bro.
How you doing?
How you doing?
What you got to say in that voice.
So right now we're going to go on and go to Tamara's segment, which is our reality rundown, or a non-reality rundown. But we're going to go run it on down. What you got? What you got today?
So first up,
this week is
and the thing that stood out the most, because I'm going to just hit on little stuff that stood out.
What you got
for me on the show?
Veronica. It's great.
And her little test room she threw in the hotel because her husband called her a simple-minded B-I-T-C-H.
Yes, he did.
And she was like, oh, I'm a simple-minded B-I-T-C-H.
You know, went off.
She tossed.
She thought them people hotel bar up.
Yes. She tore it up.
She didn't do as bad as I thought she would. She didn't break all the bottles in there.
But she broke enough.
Yeah.
She done flipped over enough tables. She done shook the table. she in there tossing up tables and chairs and slamming bottles up against the walls and stuff like that. Hell, they had to call security on her.
Yeah, she talking about don't touch me.
Yeah, boy, you're going to touch some crazy ass.
It's crazy. Look at me.
I'm glad, but you know what? Her hair was untouched.
Yeah.
Unbothered. And she still looked, besides her chipmunk cheeks.
Yeah.
She still looked fabulous. See, now I want, now if I toss up something like that, I want to look the same way.
Michelle, if I toss, I'm going to be sweaty.
Yeah. I will be sweaty.
My hair
is going to be disheveled. Exactly. Exactly. I will not look that good in her silk pantsuit.
Once you off.
Yeah, they're probably going to be to tase me.
I know, right?
Yeah, they would tase me. Like,
bra around my neck.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That was the highlight of that.
Yeah, that was
that show. That was funny. Other than Wyatt confessing to the DEA about
he's an idiot.
him being the person that killed
the
girl.
Catch him anyway, though. Huh? They didn't catch him
anyway. Yeah, they were. They weren't. It was only a matter of time. But the way he told his parents,
yeah,
so they were like, "Oh, Wyatt, I saw you had company last night, the DEA," and he was like, "Yeah, yeah, I did." But why were they here? I told them everything. I told them that I was the one that hit that little girl, that killed that little girl, and put Benny in the hospital. I mean, he just said it just like
matter of fact.
Yeah,
and his mom was sitting there like.
She was sitting there because, see, she didn't know much about what was going on. It was the daddy and his counterpart trying to cover up stuff. But, see, his counterpart was, see, the only thing about it is the daddy and the counterpart didn't know that Veronica got the car and had it hidden somewhere.
Right,
because they thinking that the car is just destroyed. But, no, she's trying to use the car as leverage to ungay her son.
Yes, that's if that could be done.
Yeah. Veronica, I'm going to need you to get your life. Mm-hmm. Get your life. But moving on. So, you know, last Wednesday was the 2-hour
oh, God.
Season finale.
Bringing it up makes my heart beat.
Empire.
Girl, I was like, I can't take another hour. After the first hour, I was like, stop it, please.
It was just too much going
just
on.
Just go off. I wanted to go off.
For one, Lucius. Thinking he God. He literally was thinking that he was God.
It was good, though.
It was good. I couldn't stop watching. I couldn't get that much. Hell, you know what? I still had an episode on my dirt being
I did, too. I was on the edge of my seat. I sat on the edge of the chair the whole 2 hours.
Yeah.
Uncomfortable. Normally, I'm sitting back. I'm relaxing with my feet up. Honey, I was on the edge.
Comfortable. You was like, oh.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like I said, after the first hour, I was like, Lord, just cut it off
because
I can't take no more of this. I can't take no more. My heart is going to pop out.
Yes. Hakeem and Amika.
Oh, Lord.
Sleeping together.
Yes. I thought, really, Hakeem? Is that what you say to your daddy on stage in front of all these people? Oh, but he got him back. He knocked that ass out.
Yeah.
Come on. I want to do that one day to my children.
Yeah.
When they act up, when they do something, they ain't got no business.
Well, I told you what to do.
And I just go punch them. They'll be so surprised, they'll be shocked.
Well, you know what I told you to do.
I know. They play with me now.
Yeah. But
they think I ain't going to do nothing. But if I knock their behinds down one good time.
You just got to. What you got to do is when you hit them, I told you, you got to make sure you're on a floor. It can't be no carpet. It has to be a hardwood floor or linoleum. Something where their face will go. The face have to slap the floor, because then they ain't going to know what hit them, because they're going to be like, what the?
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to show them.
Yeah.
Because kids don't think, you know, kids is like, they keep trying you. Like, I hate to have to keep telling a little story about my son when he told me he wasn't going to get his hair cut.
And you blacked out.
Yeah, I blacked out, and all you can hear, I think I told this story before, all you can hear was what caused me to come to was because I heard him saying, Mom. I woke up. I was on top of him like a damn spider monkey with my hands around his neck.
Well, look, Lucius wasn't playing. He knocked him out real quick and kept him moving. But I was so glad Lucius not really sick.
I was, but you ain't God, son.
No, he's not God. I was glad he wasn't sick because I was trying to figure out how he was going to play that out on the show. But I'm glad he's not sick. But
he is straight tripping. And Jamal went in the rap battle singing a song. At the end, how do you call somebody a bitch?
False. Yes, in falsetto.
Bitch.
That was
it. The highlight.
That was the highlight of the show. I was like, he did not call him a bitch in falsetto.
Bitch.
God darn, Jamal.
I'm done.
Jamal hard, though. He got hard.
Especially when he held that joker over that balcony.
Over that balcony. I was like, oh, Jamal.
So Jamal ain't go, because we think he the, you know, the good one. He he the one that's going to be running
the
empire.
The little crazy one now. He got issues.
They can just go ahead and take him on out the show.
But anyways,
go ahead and put him in Bedford.
Yes.
Whatever that is, and call it a day.
You probably going to get to this, but of course they kill what's-her-face.
Yeah.
But Vernon.
But you know, I read today that they killed him
because he owned crack. Well, they crack cocaine. Well, I would not want the word crack to be associated. Just say I'm on coke or heroin.
He probably on crack.
I don't want no crack because crack is just so
hood
and
poor.
And yeah, it's just so I'd rather be labeled as being on coke.
Right, that's true. He probably, but they play, I mean, they wrote it right into the storyline.
Yeah, killed him right on off.
Yeah.
Malik Yoba, why you got to be a crackhead?
Yeah, why you got to be that? But his lips match.
Yeah, well, he always had
ashy lips. Yeah, but anywho.
Looking like Ashy Larry.
Mm-hmm.
And next up, we got Real Housewives.
Oh, these trifling heifers. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, although NeNe left the...
And I didn't agree with that.
Session, no. Because, see, honestly, NeNe is the nucleus. She's the nucleus of the situation.
I mean, everything that's going on, she's right there.
But, see, you know what? She knows that, and she couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know how to say people can't handle the truth.
Yeah, they can't handle the truth. I mean, I don't know. As a friend, if you say, okay, Nikki, you fucked up. Did I say that?
Yeah.
I forgot we was on the radio. Okay, I didn't mean to say that. No, I meant to say it, but I didn't mean to say it on the radio. But, you know, as a friend, if one of my friends comes, I mean my good friends that I know is coming from a good place, say, all right, Nikki, you know, you effing up now. That ain't right.
Why
or you
hear me that time?
What the hell?
No, you won't speak to me.
Or you, okay. And you say, now, come on now, this was going on. This ain't right. You did, whoa, come on now. You know, they're not understanding as a friend. I know it's coming from a good place. I know you're not trying to be malicious with it and stuff. But NeNe act like she can't take criticism if she's giving it.
Exactly.
And then she going to cuss out the doctor.
The doctor, you need to be there.
You need to be worried about your effing license. Really, NeNe? Even though I think he is a quack doctor. Not a quack, but I've seen him on Maury.
Oh,
one of them talk shows. He's always on one of those talk shows. I don't know if it's Maury or not the doctor, because the doctor is pretty reputable.
Yeah.
Steve. It's one of those talk shows type shows that I've seen him on. But yeah, NeNe, I think you were wrong. You were wrong for that.
She should have said, but you know what? It's good that she left. Because them ladies were, because I believe she's the division.
Right, and then they got together and did what they had to do. Now, I think Greg is a whipping boy, and Greg won't agree with whatever NeNe say, because NeNe...
He's just glad he got his wife back.
Yeah, he got his wife back. Well, he's going to agree with whatever you say. But I think you need to find somebody that's going to tell you the truth. You messing up.
Yeah.
You messing up, and you are the problem.
NeNe
so now you go. Yeah, she's a bully. Now you going over there. Now you BFF with Phaedra under the disguise of being concerned.
Yeah, no, you're not being concerned. You nosy because see, at one point in time, you didn't like her. She didn't like Phaedra. She didn't know Phaedra.
I was like, she didn't even know Phaedra.
But yet, and still, then y'all going to visit the school that y'all supposed to have gone to, but the school that you claim you didn't. Me and Phaedra, we didn't run with the same circles and blah blah blah. Like really? I mean, she started acting very uppity and whatnot, but now you all best friends, and well, I would think that, you know, being that you and Candy are so close, that she would be the one that would be over here consoling you and stuff. Well, honestly, granted, yes, Candy probably could have done a little bit more, being that her situation was a little bit different.
Yeah, but
still, you can't.
Candy was going through stuff too.
Yeah, Candy is trying to have a baby.
Right.
She's trying to figure out why her husband ain't wanting to sleep with her or whatever. Her play that she had, people was quitting their jobs
mm-hmm.
for, has canceled, so they're not making any money from that. She got her own stuff, but you can't sit there and say that your problems are
more important
than hers. Yes, granted, your husband is going to jail, but hell, you met him after he got out of jail.
And... yeah, you met him after he got out of jail, so you can't blame that on nobody else. And, I mean, really, you her BFF. Why would you be talking to a person
You need to be talking to
her. You need to be talking to her. Y'all best friends. Y'all.
And NeNe is the last person.
Yeah, even Candy said, well, you know, her alliance is with Phaedra.
Yeah.
She even said that. And like she said, if she don't know there's a problem, clearly the problem is with you.
If you didn't come to her and say, hey, Candy, blah, 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 you know, I mean, I don't know. But these housewives, well, we need a show. We need a show.
Yeah, we do.
We do. I don't know
what we're talking about. It can't do balls. It sounds so. Everybody gonna watch that. No, people will watch it, but it'll be the people that live off. The people that be at the Hoochie and Thug Mall, be at the flea market dressed up in heels and stuff. You at the flea market?
Check out
flea damn market in chubby feet with some clear heels on. Them would be the one. Them would be our biggest supporters. We go out to release parties. It don't be no upper echelon people, but it'll be them. Hey, yeah! You know, right? And stuff in their mouth, and we sitting there like, what the hell?
Hey.
Oh, can I come and take a picture? No.
No.
I'll be like, oh, wait a minute. I have a stand in.
You're stupid.
A fan is a fan, but I have limits. I have limits.
Anywho. Moving on.
And last but not least, we have Love and Hip Hop, New York.
New York. Again, I say again, I do want to move to New York. I want to move to New York with my family. And I know it's not a family-oriented, but plenty of families live in New York. And I want to live in a high-rise, like in the Trump Tower, in a nice apartment, huge, 2,500 square foot, because I don't think I could afford, well, hell, I probably can't afford that. But 2,500 feet is a, you know, apartment for the, with the kids and the dog, and the kids go to private school. We got a doorman, and we catch a taxi places, or we got a car service. Well, we have a vehicle, but, you know, in New York, there's no need for a vehicle.
No need for one.
But, we, you know, I would love to just experience it for 1 year.
You go right ahead.
And experience Christmas in New York.
We'll Skype.
You'll be there. You'll be right there. You know, yo, you said it on the air, too. I heard you. You'll be right there. But anyway, go ahead. Love and hip-hop
New York is, it's a beautiful city.
It is.
It is very beautiful. However, I would not want to live there because it's just too...
Christmas in New York. Just imagine that.
It's beautiful.
The
what is it?
Tree lighting,
yeah,
the ice skating, the Christmas carols, the toy store, the
And I can guarantee you, you'll be there and won't partake in none of that.
Probably not. Central Park.
Yeah, Central Park and all that stuff. To me, New York is, I would like to live in the suburbs and visit the inner city and stuff.
Stay here to stay in the suburbs. Yeah. But anywho, sorry. Love and hip-hop New York.
So you know Peter Guns is trying to win Amina back, so he takes Erica Mena. Now, you know, in one of the seasons, him and Erica Mena got into a altercation. She threw a plate
of
something in.
I thought, I remember that.
Well, y'all out ring shopping.
BLF.
Yeah, like y'all just cool like that.
You know, I like Peter.
Like, whatever.
Yeah, what I remember that. Her,
like?
It was her.
Cause it, Rich. Her, Rich, Peter.
Yeah.
And I think that was it.
Yeah, I remember.
And he just went in, and she was like, oh, something about my mouth now.
Yeah,
Elfa.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But anyway, they out ring shopping because he's trying to win Amina back. Really? Peter, such a
but isn't Tara pregnant?
See, that's just it.
Tara pregnant.
All these other little side stories.
Well, because,
out.
You know, it's early. You know, they're showing what's happening now, I guess. But I think Tara's pregnant, so apparently that didn't go. But,
she was through
because she's dating somebody else now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah, she's dating somebody else. And then, you know, the guy that was on there this week was her manager before, but was also her boyfriend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He needed a little hair club for men, though, because it was a little balding in the top. But
yeah. And that darn Yandy wanting to legally change her name.
I'm sick of her.
But why not just go ahead and get married? You could just go to the courthouse, bam, it's still legally done, and then just still have your lavish wedding. Sometimes I don't understand her frame of thinking. She get on my nerves. And the way her mouth is, I used to really like Yandy, but the way her mouth is.
I like Yandy, too, but her mouth is aggravating. I see what you're saying because I look at her mouth and go, ew. But I want her to hurry up and have that baby because I'm sick of her with that big old belly.
Yeah, because she is huge.
And that stupid foolishness she wanted to do about a dedication ceremony at the baby shower. You're doing too much.
Yeah, you're doing
Your hormones is all whacked up, and you're doing too much, honey. Have a baby shower and go to the Justice of Peace, get married. That's all you have to do. Who knows if he's going to be out of jail long enough anyway to have a wedding ceremony? Because he's out on bond, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's out on bond, so, hell, you don't even know what
going to be.
Yeah.
But you're going to change your name legally.
Literally.
I didn't even know you can do that. So say if I want to change my last name to Boo Boo Kitty.
You could.
Really?
You can go and change your name to whatever
I mean, you just pay.
Yeah. I can go and change my name to whatever I want it to be. Now, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Well, because if I did, I would legally change my name to Capone.
I'm going to start saving up.
Or Coleon.
I'm going to save up because I see right now.
Or Tony Montana.
I'm going to be putting some money on your books. Moving on.
And Johnny Blaze.
Oh, God. Poor thing.
I feel bad for her.
Love is awful sometimes.
It is.
It's awful.
And you've got to be careful who you fall in love with.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get background history and all that stuff on the people that you tend to want to fall in love with, which... You can't control who you fall in love with, but I don't know. But Johnny Blaze is crazy, and her butt is ridiculous.
Her ass, because that's not even a butt.
Yeah.
I saw her when she was stripping, and he came. What's his name came? It's huge. I mean, her body is banging, though. Don't get me wrong. She's got a really nice body, but her butt is ridiculous. I'm like, God damn. But you can't tell that in her clothes.
No, but if she's naked, but see, to me, yes, her body is banging, but I don't think I want my butt to be, everything's supposed to be proportioned just right.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with having a butt, but hers is
huge.
But that's all I have for my reality rundown. I ran it all down. Now we're going to go to our second song break, which is Omarion Post to Be featuring Chris Brown. Why do I keep saying Brown? Chris Brown and Janae Aiko. And when we come back, we are going to go into our rumor round. So, producers, take us on out.
Maria, breathe it. Y'all check.
What's that on that beat? Yo.
If y'all check, come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to pay. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to pay. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pig like post to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to pay. Everything look like I'm supposed to pay. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. Not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a hummer. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold nigga turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, wasn't supposed to text me. You wanna know how I know what I know? Your chick come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my niggas close to me. And all the mother niggas where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pig like post for me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be. Got your girl in my section, finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her, hold up. Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I dick her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you? Murder, she wrote. Yeah, yeah. When I eat it, I'ma kill it like. Murder, she wrote. You
are just tuning in, we would like to welcome you to the Talk Takeover Hello. With your host, Tamara S. Adams and
Nikki.
We just dished on our weekends, the tea topic of the day, discussed the letters from the Shade Tree Chatter, and had our reality rundown.
And where y'all at? What y'all doing? Where y'all at?
Where you be?
Call in. Into the tea topic of the day.
Yeah. If you would like to chat with us, call 347-945-6025. And don't forget to press that 1. If you don't press that 1, we can't talk to you. Or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Vista-network. And again, please visit and like our fan page at The Talk Takeover.
You okay?
Now it's time for
looking out of the remedy every day. I just need some time.
No, rumor rant. That's what we got to do.
Looking at all these rumors surrounding me every day. I just need some time to get away from all these rumors. I can't take it no more.
So what you got for us, Nikki?
Well, first things, I have Rob Kardashian.
Well,
we haven't seen nothing with him in a minute, huh?
Nothing.
But he's a little chunky, but.
Yeah, looking like a piglet.
He's still chunky. he put an Instagram post up about him. Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus.
He said, well, it's no secret that they don't really like each other ever since the whole wedding and he didn't come and all this other stuff. But anyway, last week he put up an Instagram post that they said it just went too far. He compared Kim to the sociopathic killer on Gone Girl, Amy Dunn. And he said, in quotation, he said, "This is my sister Kim." Hold on. I missed it. He said, "This is my sister Kim. The crazy bitch from Golden Girl." That's what he said, and I'm just quoting what he said.
But you know what? When I first saw it, I didn't even read, like, the caption or anything. I just took it as him saying it because she dyed her hair blonde. I don't think I like the blonde hair on her.
Yeah, I don't know. But anywho, that's what he said. It said family's trying to get him to take it down, but he said, no, it's too late now. And they said he's doing it for attention. And I just think they have something going on. It's a, you know, whatever the case, I think Kim is a mess, though.
She is.
I think she could be something to be reckoned with. I think Kim thinks she's above.
Well, look at who she married to. He think he's her God to a certain extent.
And he treats her like she is God. I saw on something that they said it was like a photo shoot or something, and he just started going on and on and on about his relationship with her and how beautiful she was and how great she was. I mean, and I guess that's good
that's
for your
good,
husband.
It can be scary.
You know, for your husband to do that and how, you know, how much better of a person she is. And he even said before that she dressed better than First Lady Michelle Obama and all this other stuff.
Now,
you don't draw it
too far.
You don't went too far, and I'm going to have to draw the line right there because that's not who, you know. But anywho, Rob Kardashian, do your thing, baby.
Get your life.
If I was single, I'd probably date Rob because I like him chunky like that. I don't like him disgusting.
Yeah, which he's not
disgusting. He just seems depressed, and I don't know if I can handle. I don't know if I can handle the depressed part because it seemed to be a lot to deal with.
Yeah, and he looked like during intimacy he would sweat a lot.
Oh God. Next up.
Or he might make some kind of lot of stupid
some
noise.
Stupid noise.
Piss you off.
That's
when
true.
He arrives.
Oh my God. So next up we have Kevin Hart. And so you know Kevin Hart is marrying Aneeko Parrish.
Okay.
Excuse me, did I burp? Mm-hmm. Did you see where Kevin Hart bought his baby mama what's the truck? Cadillac Escalade?
No, I didn't.
Yes, he bought her a Cadillac Escalade. She gave him a shout out. It's white leather interior, I believe. She got it all, you know, tricked out. And but yeah, that's what he bought her. So I guess they're on good terms now.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it is good. So
she got the kids and stuff. So make sure she's taking care
of
her.
So that's what he bought her for her birthday, and I'm glad to see that they are
on good terms.
But right now he's getting a lot of criticism because he put his fiance Aneeko Parrish on a budget for the wedding. He said she can do whatever she want to do. He don't want no parts of it. He want to make the day about her. Blah 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 blah. But she has a budget. He said he don't care if she get to that special number, if it's something key that needs to go on in the wedding, it's not going to happen if she gets to that budget and she can't afford it.
Well, I think he should do that.
And I think he should. But Gary with the T from Ricky Smiley had something to say about it. And Gary with the T said he think that was, I don't remember the word, let's say ghetto, tacky. That's what he said. He thinks that was tacky.
Because
he got it, he got to spend it? No.
Exactly. I mean, he still want to be able to live.
Yeah.
Why dump all this? I get it.
For y'all not to be married next year.
Exactly. I get it. You know, you want to have that whimsical, that special, beautiful day and whatnot. However, you don't have to go broke, which I'm sure he's not going to go broke, but, you know, why not put her on a budget? Because if you don't, that wedding probably be during over $1 million.
Right. I mean, and it's probably going to be that anyway. It's probably going to be in the, you know, at least $1 million anyway, I'm going to say.
You can do a nice wedding with $1 million.
Yeah. But, you know, they celebrities.
Yeah.
Or he's a celebrity. I don't know what the hell she is.
Yeah, I don't know
what anywho. But, yeah, so he put her on a budget, which is fine. I would take the budget. I'm sure it's a lot, whatever he gave her. I'm sure it's a lot, you know, to work with, but
I would rather, yes, I want a nice, lavish wedding, but I would rather invest all my time, money, and effort into the actual marriage.
Right. Well, I agree. I just don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't spend that much on a wedding either, but
honestly, I've never even been married before, and my thought is go to the courthouse.
Oh, no, that's right.
And get married and just have a nice reception.
Right, have a nice reception or go on a nice honeymoon, just you and that person. Just go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I agree, Kevin Hart. Do your thing. She can't. If she.
And if it's your money that's paying for it, you're damn right. Put her on the budget.
And if she has a problem with that, then you may need to make sure you get you a prenup. Because clearly she got tendencies. Yeah. We got Phaedra. Phaedra clearly, they said she's stalling with the divorce from Apollo.
Well, if you remember from the episode of The Housewives, the lady was telling her to kind of hold on so they get their parental situation in order before proceeding with the divorce.
Well, apparently that's not the only thing. They have another case going on with it's a defamation of character lawsuit going on between Phaedra Parks and remember the chick that said her and Apollo were co-conspirators in the crime, whatever it was they committed, whatever the crime was, Angela Stanton, and she wrote a book and she did all this stuff. Anyway, they have a trial coming up, I guess, and Phaedra doesn't want Apollo to have to testify against her. So, like I said, against Phaedra.
Oh.
So this is what I think. I think, honestly, Phaedra knew what was going on.
Yeah.
So this is
But once everything hit the fan, now I didn't know. You knew his tail was doing.
You knew
something.
He was doing something.
Because
Phaedra, come on.
Tell me, your law office, and now your mortuary stuff is caught with is paying for you to. Well, now, granted, you got funds for the show, but something else was going on. Apollo, I believe, and that's why he probably flipped out the way he did.
Yeah, and that's probably why he didn't call the cops.
Exactly.
Yeah, she said, no, not yet. Not
you
yet.
Know, you are real call. It was Apollo's coin.
Yes.
That was keeping you lavished like that.
Because I would have called the cops on his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, see, here, you acting crazy. I ain't got time to deal with you.
You are on the damn drill.
I'm going to let them deal with you. And then you figure that out because you're going to jail anyway. But see, I think Phaedra knew if I call the cops, if I ruffle his feathers too much, he going to say A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that Phaedra figured, okay, I'm going to give him his time. I know he pissed off. I'm going to let him do what he want to do, blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I'm going to hold off on the divorce because now they have this other defamation lawsuit, whatever it is. They have this going on, so she's trying to play her cards right. She don't want him to come and say, oh, well, this chick knew what was going on the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know,
yeah,
it just all combines together, and it all, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, it says she needs Apollo now. She isn't going to divorce him yet. That's what the caption was. So she plans to still be married to Apollo, so he can't be forced to testify against her. Because, when you're married to somebody, they can't make them testify against you. So. I don't know about that. It's still a little fishy to me. I don't know, Phaedra. I like you, but I just don't know if you didn't know anything about what was going on and just how she tried to do damage control on the show this week. I think he was conning me all along.
No, you knew what was going on.
You know the hell.
You married him fresh out of damn prison.
And clearly, your moral character ain't all that when you lied about your due date.
Oh, I remember they played that, too. Yeah.
Oh. Your moral character ain't all that great. You lied telling people you don't know when your baby due and when this and when that and this. Clearly, your moral character is not all that great, so I don't even believe nothing you say, honey.
Hello.
You nice and all, but come on. Really? Anywho. But I'm Nikki, and that is my rumor rant.
All righty. Well, we're going to take another song break, and that song is going to be by Usher, and the name of it is Good Kisser. And when we come back, we're going to go into what makes you want to bust the windows out someone's car. All right? Usher.
Let me see. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Usher, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Cush is rolling. What is she making? Taking next.
Yeah. Is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good, you fuck my mind. You pull it out, then you open by. You
You make me want to tap out every time. That pretty little thing is so inspired. I think that she a winner. She could be a keeper. Cause she's such a good been around the world, I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Yeah. You make me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
about this little girl, first of all.
The thought and training?
The thought and training. So he got up this morning and he was like, Mom, I had a dream about, we're going to call her Sunshine.
Okay.
And no, because that's my nickname.
Okay, we're going to call her Tabby.
Okay. So I had a dream about Tabby. And I was like, what about her? Come on, because, you know, she's gross. I had a dream me and Momo, which is my daughter, was looking out the window and it was something moving in the trees. And he's like, so I left the window and I came back and I went back and I looked again, and it was Tabby out there dancing on a pole. And her legs was all wrapped around the pole and stuff. Girl, I was dying. I was like, that wasn't a dream. That was a premonition, because she ain't never a little thought in training. She's going to be a hooker.
Exactly.
She's going to be. But, you know, anywho, Tabby decides she wants to run and knock on people's doors this afternoon and run away. People, I need y'all to get y'all damn children under control. I need y'all to get y'all children under control. I don't want them coming to my house with that foolishness, because I fight children. And if I have to put a face full of egg on her, then that's what she's going to get. She's going to stop coming over here with her shirt tied up, showing her bare belly with booty shorts and boots on.
Boots on.
Yes, she's going to stop doing that. She's going to stop trying to tie my baby girl's shirt up while they're outside playing. She's going to stop asking, can she come inside my house? Hell no.
Mm-mm.
You're a little white girl. You're not coming in here.
Mm-mm.
Not because I'm racist or anything, but because I know how that situation can go.
Oh, yeah, damn. Next thing you know, you got the po-po knocking on the
table.
Says I'm black boy.
Thank you.
Then touch the little white girl.
Because I know how that situation can go.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you know, I got plenty. Look,
yeah.
I got plenty of white friends.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But I just know how that situation can go. And
yeah.
Unfortunately, I got to head that off at the pass, because she's a fast little thing. And I don't want nothing to go wrong. And she tried to accuse any of my children of doing these things.
Because you know they're going to listen to them first.
Well, look, I don't know who the hell they're going to listen to, but I ain't about to put our this family in that situation.
Yeah.
So you can't come over here. My thing is, people, get y'all children under control.
Get them straight.
And another thing, he has another little girl in his class that she says, when my husband came in the classroom the other day, well, not the other day, but when he came in to volunteer, my son says, after he left out, the little girl tells him, this is a little black girl, little hood, another little thought in training, little hood girl, ooh, your daddy is hot. Little girl in the third grade, did you just,
hey, you know anything about
a grown-ass man being hot?
Jesus fix it.
And I'll fight children, so you keep on, little girl, you'll get your eyes bashed in. Number three, Cameron says, Ma, when the teacher leaves, she be in there twerking. Talking about, let me show y'all how to do the dance. I said, I want you to stay away from her.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I'm going to call the teacher tomorrow night. I'm thinking about it. Tell her, please move him away from her, because she's a whore. And I don't want to call little girls whores. I don't want to call children whores. She's a whore.
A whore?
In training.
She's an up-and-coming whore.
So, yeah, that's my bust the window. That's my bust the window out your car. I had to think about it, but I did have something that I wanted to talk about. I think that's crazy. I think that's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about my husband is hot.
Yeah, kids be doing the most.
Third grade.
They do the...
A grown man.
Yeah.
He hot. He cute.
Well, what do you know about?
I'm being hot.
Why can't you just say, oh, Cameron, your dad looks nice.
Your dad is cute.
Nice looking, but you know what? She should probably sit around adults.
With her mom, her hood rat mama.
And they talk like that. And, she need to be slapped in her mouth. But,
yeah.
I don't really have anything for, you know. Because I think I talked about mine earlier. Mine was stemming from the conversation when me and Ashley was having, and the lady coming in her hospital room. You know, want to preach at her, not, you know, give her words of encouragement or pray for her, but preach at her and whatnot. And that didn't make me want to bust the windows out of somebody's car. That just made me want to set Duke afire.
Yeah, I understand.
But then I would have to, you know, explain that. And then you got other people in there that's all sickly and stuff like that, and I wouldn't want them to have to suffer because of that one lady. So I would have had to meet her out in the front. In the front of the, no, I would have met her in a parking bed. Like, oh, what you say now? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but no. But, I guess we're coming up on that time.
Are we?
Yeah.
This was a good show.
It really was. It really was. I had
a great time.
A wonderful, wonderful,
beautiful time.
Yes, how many minutes do we have left?
Five. Did I say my boo was coming on this weekend?
Oh, no, you didn't say it on the air, but you did make sure you let me know that.
Yeah, he's coming home Friday. I can't wait. Welcome home party. Oh, yeah. I got to get situated, though, because I got to order stuff, but, you know, food and drinks. And
people are going to be turned up. I'm going to have to.
Turned up, yeah.
Awesome. So I got to,
We're going to play a couple games, too. You know, the chat game I got. Conversation game.
Oh, yeah.
I play that. I think it'll be short.
Play it one time, or we was just reading over.
Yeah, we just reading over stuff. Yeah, but we're gonna play that. It's gonna be fun.
I think it's gonna be fun,
especially once we have a few drinks.
Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Stuff is always good when you have fun.
Yeah, so I'm ready.
Okay, well, since we're coming up on that time, we would like for you guys, to check out one of the other shows on the network.
Yeah,
I forgot for a minute what it is. On the Insta Network. So we would like for you to check out Insta Entertainment Spotlight with Ashley B. Bagley and Kevin J. Stone. And they are live every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They will bring you new music, celebrity news, crazy stories, and casting calls in your area. So tune in. You will not be disappointed. And in case you tuned into our show late, because you know how black folks are. We would like you to check out our show in its entirety, and you can do that online at www.blogtalkradio.com/ista-network. Again, don't forget to visit and like our fan page at www.facebook.com/thetalktakeover. Email us at thetalktakeover@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at thetalktakeover. Again, we are live every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can call 347-945-6025 to speak with us live and in person. But in order to do that, you have to press 1. If you don't press that 1, you can't call us. No, you can't. And, again, we'd like to thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys enjoyed the show.
Yes. Glad you guys enjoyed the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah. Cool. That sounded so dry.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
I was preoccupied.
Thank you for joining the show.
I appreciate them for joining the show, though.
Well, we still got like a minute left. So,
which one did it work? Okay, let's play it. Let's play it. Go.
Talk.
Bye. I don't know. It just seemed right. You can't judge what I say.
Get.
Together.
Light.
Blue.
Flower.
Butterfly.
Blue.
Hip.
I said eyes already.
Yeah. What the hell is this? The anatomy show?
Yeah. I mean, we're just saying words. I'm just saying whatever kind of my mind.
Kiss.
Ass.
Poop.
Shoot.
Worm.
Oh, man.
False teeth.
I can't think of that face.
Gums.
Swollen.
Look, we got to go. This thing is crazy. We taking over.
Don't believe us.
Just watch.